Hello, everybody. I'm Coleman Christopher, and this is Basic Gospel. It's Christmas Eve, and you know what that means. Tomorrow, we celebrate the birth of our Lord. I don't know about you, but this is my favorite time of the year. Today, we have a very special Christmas Eve program where we are going to be looking back at some calls we've had in the past that really touched our hearts. This ministry is ran from the support we get from our listeners each and every day, and we just wanted to say thank you for everything you guys do. Enjoy the program and have a wonderful Christmas Eve.
We're going to start in Phoenix, Arizona, and talk with Phil listening to us on KXXT. Hi, Phil.
Hi. Hi. How you doing? I've called you many times before. I love the show every time. I listen to you on the internet all the time. You know, all your teachings on there, and they're really a blessing to me. I just wanted to find out, how do you know? I got a problem with this. How do you know you're doing the will of the Father? And, you know, how do you know if you're, I mean, I have issues with the same type of sin that I keep committing, and I know I don't want to do it, but I do it anyway, and I wanted to know. One scripture says that I know the Father says that in the end times that he'll say, you know, when we die, that he'll say that I never knew you. So how do I know if I'm going to be in God's will? Even though I commit the same thing over and over again, and I know in
well,
my heart
just,
that I'm...
Let's just ask you this question. So you die, you go stand before the Lord, and he says, you know, Phil, argue your case. What would you tell him? What would you tell the Lord at that moment in time?
I would say I was sorry that I was struggling with what I've been going through. I mean, he knows my flesh, and he knows what I go through, and I try to do things to try to fill in some voids in my life, that a loneliness in my life that, you know, God says that he'll never leave or forsake me, but I still have a hard time grasping it. And I try to do other things, and I feel like that I keep getting bombarded by the enemy and saying, "Well, you're not in God's will," and I don't know. I just want to know how I can.
Well, Phil,
here's
the answer, and here's the real issue. There's only one way to be saved, and that is by grace through faith. It's Jesus who does the work. And so when we stand before him and, you know, we have a chance to speak, what we should say is, Lord, I'm trusting you. Apart from you, I wouldn't have life. I would still be dead in my sins. You're my victory. You're my advocate. You're the one who rescued me. You're the one who saved me by your grace. I have nothing else to say. If it was left up to me, then I know I could never be saved. That's the whole deal. So, Phil, I mean, the point for you is this. Have you ever come to that point where you've truly received the life of Christ?
Yes, I have. I have received him, you know.
Okay. So you know that he's alive living in you. You know that you've been made alive together with Christ.
I have, and you know, I don't read the Word like I should be because I'm not...
Well, Phil, don't worry about you. Just quit, you know, we can all say, I don't read the Word enough, or I don't, you know, give enough money, or I don't do enough. We can all say those sort of things. But what Jesus wants us to start saying is, Lord, you did enough for me. Your work on the cross was sufficient, and I'm going to rest in that. I'm going to thank you for that. I mean, every time we look at ourselves, we will come to that conclusion, I haven't done enough. Well, you could never do enough. That's the point. That's why Jesus had to come. That's why he had to save you by his grace. So you look at those things and let them serve as a reminder to you, Phil, that your faith in Christ is what pleases God. That is the will of God for you, to trust in Jesus Christ. And if you're trusting in Jesus Christ, you are pleasing to the Father. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really powerful. That is really, that's so overwhelming. That is really powerful that you don't really, you don't have to do anything when Jesus did it all.
He did the heavy lifting. There's no lifting necessary for you. You rest in Jesus Christ and you allow him to live his life through you. A life characterized by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, and faithfulness. That's the fruit of the Spirit. All God wants for you, Phil, is to rest in Jesus Christ, to abide in Jesus Christ, and then he will do the work through you. But every time you step back and you start saying, well, Lord, I haven't done enough, or Lord, you know, I'm still struggling with this sin over here, or Lord,
yeah,
you're stepping back into trying to gain acceptance, gain assurance through legalistic obedience. And it's never going to happen.
Okay.
So you have to step away from that, die to the law, die to human effort, and rest in God's effort that's being generated through you through the Spirit of God.
Yeah, well, Jesus made it so simple, but it's hard to grasp it all sometimes. I know you're talking about legalism and all that stuff. You know, that's what happens is the legalism stuff gets in the way.
Right. It really does, Phil. So I would just encourage you, anytime you start saying things like, I haven't done enough, recognize that your thought process is going down the wrong road. And let that be a reminder to refocus on Jesus. The encouragement of Scripture is to keep your eyes on Christ, the author and perfecter of your faith. Well,
right.
Yeah, Richard?
Yeah, one of the things that this points out is what we started with. What drives us to fear? Well, it's punishment. What drives us to thinking about punishment? It's the thinking that God's will is an infinitely long to-do list. Well, God's will is actually his intent for us. His intent for us is to receive his life and to receive his grace and his peace and his joy rather than asking us to behave a certain way. Let the behavior take care of itself as the Holy Spirit transforms your mind. But if you do what BC's been talking about and allow God's intent for you to give you that peace, then the fear goes away, and now you can have that conversation with God you really want to have.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you very much. That's really encouraging. Thank you.
You're welcome, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Hang on.
Let's talk to Jennifer, listening in New Hampshire on WDER. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi there.
So my question is, there seems to be a contradiction between these two verses, but I know there's got to be some kind of explanation for it. It's Matthew 5:16, and then Matthew 6:1-4. And Matthew 5:16 is basically, hang on, it's on my phone. Let me just. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So it's saying to do your good deeds in front of others, but then Matthew 6:1-4 is saying to do your good deeds in secret. So what is the difference between the two?
Well, that is just a great question, Jennifer. So I certainly appreciate here in chapter 5, he's giving a message to the people. You're supposed to be the salt of the earth. You're supposed to be the light of the world. You are supposed to bring, you know, the flavor of life to this dead world. You're supposed to be a light shining on the pathway to God. So if that's your purpose, then don't hide that under a bushel. Don't be something that you're not.
Right.
Now in the Matthew chapter 6, he's really addressing self-righteousness. It's not about them being light and salt in the world. He is addressing kind of an unbelieving, self-righteous heart. And so he was basically saying that people pray on the corners just to be seen and heard, not because they're interested in bringing justice into this world, not because they're interested in bringing truth into this world, but because they're interested in getting praise and adulation from the crowd, from the people. What they want is for folks to look at them and say, wow, they are spiritual dudes. Mm. And so when the folks do that and they clap their hands and they praise them for the fact that they're brave and can say their prayers on the street corners, they've received their just reward. Some people fast, but they want to make it known, hey, I'm fasting today. Sorry, I can't go to lunch, but I'm fasting. And, yeah. And why do they say that? Because you want others to think, wow, you're really a spiritual dude. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. And the purpose of the fast for that self-righteous soul has just been received. The reward of it has just been received. You hang along on the line. We'll be right back. Let's go to Chilliwack, British Columbia, and talk to Kevin listening to us on Carry. Hi, Kevin.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Yeah, I just wanted to phone and just encourage you guys. Just what a blessing hearing your radio show has been. My wife and I have really gotten a hold of this message of the new covenant over the last little while.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, it's great. It's been awesome. And we're even taking this good news that we've heard. We're starting to run a class that we run now. That's a 12-week course that we run, and we're running it for our second time just because this good news is so good that we just have to share it with others. And like I just want to say, it's just a breath of fresh air just to hear guys like you on the radio speaking this truth, speaking this good news, because there's just a lot of other stuff on the radio and that is taught in churches today that just really isn't good news at all. And so I just wanted to encourage you with that.
No, matter of fact, I think a lot of the stuff we hear we could label as bad news.
I mean, bad news, yeah.
Yeah, any time you hear a message that says you have to do this, 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 and this for God in order to be saved or in order to be blessed or in order to, you know, whatever it might be, you've just inserted bad news into a person's life because we don't have what it takes to carry out those rules and those regulations. That's why we needed a Savior. That's why God had to send Jesus on our behalf, and that's why he had to usher in a covenant that was totally dependent upon him, with us not in the equation at all. The minute we're added to the equation, whatever that is becomes bad news, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I had an experience just the other day. I was my wife was driving home and listening to a fairly famous preacher on the radio, and so she said, "You got to listen to this." So I listened to it, and just the law being mixed in, this feeling of fear just came over me. It reminded me of when I was a kid, growing up in church, and just how that made me feel. And it's just, I just feel bad for the people out there going to churches today that are afraid of God, that don't have a proper fear of the Lord, that healthy respect and reverence, but are actually afraid of God. And like I said, I just want to thank you for just the culture of grace that you are providing for people out there. And I just want to encourage people to just surround themselves with teachers and people like yourselves, just to be immersed in this gospel of grace, because it's so important. Because I just see lots of what I call schizophrenic Christians out there who are feeling good one moment and then really bad about themselves the next, and are just so confused and not living in the freedom that they can really have. And so, I didn't really have a question. I guess my question was, you know, what are some of the things that happen when we do mix the law in with grace? You know, what are some of the effects that it has on people? And
when we mix the old and the new covenant, it's like when you put a little bit of yeast into a wad of dough. That yeast is soon going to take over. If you put a little drop of red paint on a white tablecloth, all your concentration and attention is going to be on that little red dot on this big, huge tablecloth, and pretty soon that takes over in your mind. And that's the way it is when you mix in a little bit of law with grace. Pretty soon the law takes over. And when the law takes over, we lose sight of the grace of God. We lose sight of the forgiveness that we have in Christ. We lose sight of the righteousness that we have in Christ. We lose sight of this new life that we have in Christ, and everything falls back on our shoulders. It becomes a me-centered message. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do all sorts of things. And our eyes get focused on us instead of the Lord, and that's never a good thing. We sure appreciate your call today.
Well,
let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this Basic Gospel Journey. We'd love to put it in your hands.
Yes, you hang on.
Thank you.
Let's go to John in North Kensington, Rhode Island, listening to us on WARV. Hi, John.
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to say hi and to encourage you guys. I really appreciate the program and the fact that, you know, it is the basic gospel. It really needs to be heard. And I know sometimes you guys have, you know, situations where you get into with other callers that can be somewhat frustrating, but I just wanted to, you know, say how much I've been blessed by listening to your show.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for taking the time to call us today and to express that. We really appreciate it. So, and yes, there are all types of traditions out there, and there's all types of things that we hold near and dear to our hearts. And sometimes those things go against the clear teaching of the Word of God. And when you teach the Word of God and just proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that salvation is in Him and Him alone, sometimes that truth steps on people's toes. But it's supposed to. We don't need to hold on to those traditions. Those traditions aren't going to save us. Those traditions aren't going to carry us beyond the grave. Those traditions aren't going to do anything for us as far as salvation and as far as what God is concerned with. Only faith in Jesus Christ matters. Only faith in Jesus Christ being expressed in love to others really matters. And when we get focused on that, life changes for us in such a positive, wonderful way. And so, yeah, I think you're 100% right. We need to hear this basic gospel every single day, don't we?
Yes, we do. And I also wanted to say, when I first started listening, it's only been a short time, you were talking about just resting in what Christ has done, that, you know, we're saved by faith in Christ, and, you know, it's basically grace by faith, and that sometimes people get so worked up about, you know, am I really saved? Am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? And I heard the program probably a month ago where you said, you know, just rest in what Christ has done. And, you know, being a believer for 20 years, that helped me tremendously. And that's when I started listening every day if I could. And I've just been very impressed by everything you've said. You know, the Scripture is the ultimate authority, and that's all we've got to go on. It's God's truth.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I just wanted to encourage you and to thank you.
Well, thank you for doing so. And I'm glad you were listening that day and just heard that simple message to rest. That changes everything, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Well, God bless you, John. And let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, for being on today's program. Okay, my friend?
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Okay. Well, we're going to start in Denver, Colorado, with Kenny listening to us on KRKS. Hi, Kenny.
Hi. I want to commend you, and actually I want to thank God for your program, because your teaching brings it down to the level of simplicity. And the way I have my contentment is I go through the adversities and I go, what a difference 24 hours makes. And then I go on to say, thank goodness tomorrow's another day. And I just wanted to say that. I wanted to say that yesterday, but things got wrapped up and wasn't able to. And
well, we thank you for calling back today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we thank you for the encouraging words and for the practical help. You know, everything's so urgent for us. You know, it's an emergency. We try to think of everything has to be done right now. If we'll just step back, as you're saying that you do, just kind of step back and take a look at the big picture, we get the proper perspective, don't we? We realize that God truly can work all things together for good for us.
And that's another thing I was going to say. The sin that I got, I'm the worst sinner in the world, but He uses my sin for the best. It brings it out, you know, to where, like when Joseph was thrown into prison and just countless things. You know, I look, well, if he can do that for him, well, I'm sure he can make it work good for me. And 98% of the time he does. It's just my own sour thinking that when I doubt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. These minds of ours cause a lot of problems. How we think about the past, and we get all down over what could have been and what wasn't, and all of those sort of things. We relive those sins and those defining moments, and we feel all that guilt and all of those powerful emotions again today. And then if that's not bad enough, we start projecting out in the future, and you know, lo is me, life is never going to work out. It's always going to be tough. I'm never going to be successful. I'm never going to be happy. Whoa, whoa, whoa is me. And, you know, pretty soon we're having that self-pity party, and, you know, no one comes, and that makes us even more depressed. And life is just, you know, that's how we perceive it in our minds. But if we'll just step back and take a look at reality, what's true, and how God has protected us and provided for us and is there with us, we gain a whole new perspective, and our hearts can actually respond to that with thankfulness. And that's the secret of being content.
And joy.
Absolutely. Well, Kenny, thanks for your great call today. We sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you again.
Well, let's go to the Bronx, New York, and talk to Elena. How are you doing today?
Thank God, much better. And like I said, I just wanted to thank you all for this, the gospel message that I got the tape. When I called and couldn't get through, but you did leave a message, and I got it in the mail. And I have been listening to it, and it has really been strengthening me. And you know, because I wanted to get back on the path and take Jesus Christ, because I had been born again but slipped away. And I'm trying to, and this has been so helpful in keeping me, increasing my faith and holding and trusting Jesus.
Well, Elena, that is just wonderful news, and we're so glad that we could put that resource into your hands. That's why we produce these resources, so that they can benefit people and help you know, folks kind of get a fresh new look at what the Word of God is saying. And I think that's what I hear you saying, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, an easier, simpler, better way to understand than how it was all, like you say, God will ever forgive me again, or can I, this has made it just so, yes, I'm this child, God has died and raised for me, us, and to really get back into the Word and listening to you every day. Really strengthening me and bringing my faith back.
Oh, gosh,
I've been
that
through
is just
so much that as I start to tell you, I couldn't tell you. My whole life fell apart. Nothing was going right. I about was like I'm giving up, felt hopeless, worthless, everything that was left. But I started listening to this, and you know, and every day I try to get it. And when the tape, the basic gospel.
Right.
And I started listening to it, and it really made it easier for me to say, God loves me. He's not punishing me.
Well, and that's the good news, isn't it? And
yes,
when we understand that, we realize that Jesus can put our lives back together. Well, Elena, you have just made our day today.
And thank you.
Let me put you on hold. We're about to go off the air. Let me put you on hold, and we'll speak to you further, okay? You hang
okay.
on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you all for your support. We couldn't be doing this without the love and care we get from our supporters each and every day. I'm Coleman Christopher, and along with the rest of the Basic Gospel team, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We will be back live on the 26th. Tune in tomorrow, the day we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, for another special edition of Basic Gospel.